In the United States, Native American people face many health disparities. These disparities include increased risk of mental health problems, heart disease, and diabetes. At Washington State University's Center for Native American Health in Spokane, some educators are trying to put an end to those disparities by fostering cultural understanding and respect. NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun has more.
When a medical student or healthcare provider enter a medical simulation at the Center for Native American Health, they're running through a situation that already happened to a Native American person who then faced real-world consequences.
A lot of our cases are based off of real circumstances that have happened in someone's life that we know.
That's Carrie Gigray, the center's Indigenous clinical simulation educator. In some cases, a doctor might encounter simulations about how a patient's spiritual beliefs or cultural etiquette affect communication. And others, students might treat someone who's using plant medicine on a fake injury.
Sometimes students will ask all about it. Sometimes students won't ask anything about it. And so then you have this facilitated discussion of, hey, tell me why you didn't ask about that weird green stuff.
Gigray says those conversations are where the real learning happens. They provide a safe place for providers to ask questions they might not be comfortable asking a real patient, and learn how to communicate effectively and respectfully. Since starting last fall, close to 100 students and providers have gone through those medical simulations. This fall, WSU will offer a certificate on Indigenous health perspectives using the simulations. Naomi Bender is the director of the center and WSU's Native American Health Sciences. Bender says practitioners of Western medicine and those doing medical simulations historically have disregarded Native people's perspectives and knowledge. Bender is an Indigenous Quechua woman. She says while historical injustices have caused some health disparities, others happen because of medical systems that failed Indigenous people.
It was truly my goal as the director to have a space for the first time in the United States that did not belong to Western medicine, but belonged to the people.
Gary Ferguson is the director of WSU's Institute for Research and Education to Advance Community Health. He says although Western medicine is sometimes considered at odds with Native people's medicine and knowledge, there's room for both.
You look at our current pharmaceutical portfolio, many of them come from Indigenous wisdom and knowledge.
Ferguson, who is an enrolled member of the Kagan-Tagungan tribe of Alaska, says Native people have lived on the land for hundreds and sometimes thousands of years. His and his colleagues' work aims to honor those cultures and Indigenous knowledge while integrating them with Western medicine.
I mean, just think about that. The wisdom to have lived and thrived, and the medicines and the foods and the cultures that have allowed that to happen, there's something there. And I feel like having a respect for that amazing resilience, it's like that's what we bring to our clinical spaces.
Bender says it wasn't easy to create the center and the services it now offers. The programs that exist today are the culmination of years of work.
Because this is years and years of the doors being shut down on us and not being provided the space or the grace to share a voice. And I have to just be patient and continue on my way like my ancestors. No one stopped. We're still here.
For Bender, the ultimate goal of the center and the education it provides is to end health disparities.
If we here can be part of that, then I feel like one day when it's my time to go on in my journey, I've done my part.
I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible by the cooperative agreement with NWPB, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.